Hello, and welcome to the Modern Dog Trainer podcast, hosted by myself, Ines McNeil, founder of themoderndogtrainer.net, where you'll find articles, downloads, courses, and coaching on the best practices for modern pet businesses. Be sure to add this podcast to your favorite listening list on Spotify or iTunes, and join our free discussion group on Facebook called Business Support by the Modern Dog Trainer. Welcome to the Modern Dog Trainer podcast. My name is Ines McNeil. I'm the founder of the Modern Dog Trainer blog and podcast, and now courses and coaching. And today I'm really happy to have this wonderful, beautiful person here with me on the podcast. Her name is Katie Mae Webb, and she is actually a marriage empowerment coach. Who knew we would have that kind of person on a dog training podcast? And I wanted to have her on here because I'm a fan of coaching. I love getting coaching. I love coaching other people. And that's not just limited to business for me. I have had health coaching, and we also have gone through relationship coaching, just juggling a one-year-old and a business and all things pandemic. It's been great to have a third party to help us navigate all of those challenges. So I wanted to have Katie come on here because that's a huge challenge that I think a lot of dog trainers who are also business owners face, mm-hmm. is having support from their spouse, and that can really make or break their success in their company and their business. So Katie, I will pass it over to you to introduce yourself. So let us know a little bit about yourself.
Yay. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you. And just like you said, I mean, this is what I do. I mean, everybody, I mean, if you are married, if you're in a serious committed relationship, I mean, it impacts, permeates like every area of your life. So right. Especially your success in your business. So, that's why I love doing what I do. I born and raised in Arizona, true desert rat, you know that. But I am a mama of a 3-month-old baby girl. I'm in her room right now. Love it. And my son, who is a 6-year-old, and I married my high school sweetheart. So we have, we're going on our 12th year in May of 2021. So, it's been a journey. Been a journey. So, the long story short is, my husband and I are, we're very extreme people. we're high and we're low. We're no in between. So, our marriage has been full of all kinds of fun stuff, as many marriages are, right? I have a background in human and family development from Arizona State University. And so I just always knew I loved how people thought and how that intertwined within a family unit. And I never really knew what to do with it for the longest time. So I jumped around from working in higher education to working with families in the foster care system. And along this journey, my husband and I's marriage nearly fell apart. So we were actually doing an in-home separation, which is what you do when you don't want to be with each other and you're broke. So to put it lightly. Yeah. And, we really were just at the lowest of low. Like, and coming from a Christian background, like I have, divorce is just absolutely not an option. I don't think no matter where your faith is, you get married because you make a lifetime commitment is right. Mm-hmm. But it was never, ever something that was even like sought after as an option for me until that moment. And then it was like, yeah, I don't want to be in this marriage anymore. So through my own self-development and diving into that and seeing a therapist and then moving into, also seeing a coach helped me realize that so much of my own mindset, so much of my own issues that had from past, but also moving forward were a huge reason as to why my marriage was not working. And through that whole process and self-development journey of my own and my own walk, I watched my husband's actions and reactions and those toxic patterns that he and I had had for so many years actually break down. Mm. So this is why I love what I do, because I became a high performance consultant and I started working with business owners. And I found that, like, you can be so awesome in your business and love what you're doing, but if this other half of you, literally this person that you're bonded to, is not supportive, or you guys are strained in a relationship, that can really impact your business. So in that job, I just found, like, okay, I love just really helping people, identifying it clear about how to make their marriage awesome. And my husband and I not only reunified, obviously, we have a marriage that it's stronger than it ever has been. And that is like my true mission at heart, to show people that, like, it literally cannot just be better, right? But, like, what would it look like to just, if you transform your marriage into a vibrant one, right? Mm-hmm. So that's awesome. Me.
Wonderful. Awesome. Awesome. So, let's talk about how, you know, spouses can really impact your performance in your own business. How can you get a spouse to be more supportive of you as you're starting your journey, or even if you're currently running your business and it's kind of taking over your life? What are some things that you can do to help them be more supportive of you?
Yeah, that is, like, such a good question. So I think, like, my process is very much so, we start with, and I know, you know, a lot of people have heard me talk about this, if you have, but if not, you know, I use the neuroscience methodology, right? This is my coaching element. It's positive psychology and neuroscience, not counseling. Mm. So it's good to be aware of how your past is impacting you. But then, unlike therapy, we're not going to spend time and live there, right? We're not going to, like, work through all your mommy and daddy issues. But it's good to be aware of it. Now, so first part is, let's bring the awareness. Next is, let's move forward. What habits are we going to put in place to move you forward, right? We really all were taught how to love and relate by watching our family, by receiving love from our parents, by watching how our parents loved each other. And all of that is very important. So, in short, a very, very tactical part of getting your spouse to support you, like you're talking about, would be very aware of how you're communicating the need for support. Mm. So a common thing that I see in a lot of clients that I work with is they're not clear on how they need to be supported, and or they're also not communicating clearly to their spouse how they need to be supported. So, of course, if you yourself are not clear about the support you need from your spouse, you're not going to communicate that correctly. So step one, get very clear, get a journal out, think very intentionally about what it is that you need support on. Is it support with the kids? Is it words of affirmation? I mean, is it like, do you need help with scheduling? Is your spouse really great at that? Do you need them to be more involved in your business? Me, like, my husband loves, he's a coach himself. He's a volleyball coach. Mm-hmm. So he loves to step in and try to coach me. Okay. And that is not the support I need from my husband. So we don't do well when that happens. So I needed to step in and say, you know what? I love your advice. I love your encouragement. But what I need is you to take the kids and just, you know, like, take them on. So being very specific about what your needs are from your spouse, but then very specifically communicate them to them. So there's three C's that you want to avoid in a marriage, and this all leads to unproductive communication. There's the criticism, complaint, and competition. So most of the time when you hear, mind you, I'm speaking generalizations here. When you hear women say, I've told him a million times what I need and he doesn't do it, And so that leaves them feeling very frustrated, very neglected, right? Because I've told him constantly what I need and he doesn't do it. I'm like, okay, well, how are you telling him? And most of the time it's in a complaint. And that doesn't do anything. So all they hear is in that scenario, it's, gosh, I'm so overwhelmed. I'm just stressed. I just don't know what to do with myself right now. Right. Like the house is a mess. The kids are everywhere. Like, I just can't handle this. Right. Like, and then criticism comes in. Why aren't you helping more? Why aren't you helping clean more? Why are, you know, this, you never, right. And you start throwing out those kind of things. So now you've complained and you've criticized him. And that's not, he's not motivated. Like, he's not motivated now, like, to do anything for you, to support you in any way. And it's literally not like just out of even conscious level, like from him. It's just literally like, he just feels defeated and deflated. And like, well, what am I supposed to do with that? Right. And on the women's side, it's like, well, you're supposed to like rise to the occasion and fix everything for me. Right. Like, that's if we're being honest, like that's really what we're hoping with that, right? But that's not what comes into play. So the competition can come into play with I do everything better than you do, right? And you start tit for tatting, like I always do this and you never do that, right? So all of those things combined, when you have those elements in communicating, it does not bring what you really ultimately want to get out of that conversation, right? So if you're seeking support from your spouse, if you clearly know that, okay, before I hop on a meeting with my client, I really need this much time away from the kids, or you know what, I really need, just when I come to you, like, so for instance, I know I'm kind of rambling a little bit here, so I'm sorry, but when I come to my husband, before I ask him anything business related, I tell him what I need from him in that moment before I even start talking. Mm-hmm. So what I need from you right now, before I start, is I just need you to listen. I need to process verbally and I don't need you to fix it. And he's like, oh, awesome. Like, great. Like, I don't have to fix anything for you. That's all. And he's relieved because he's like, I know exactly what I'm looking for him in this role, right? I've already told him, this is what I need from you. And so then he can be there. Or sometimes it's like, no, I really need you to like brainstorm with me. I need you to help me fix it. Like, tell me where I'm going wrong here. And then he can step in and do that too. But beforehand, you're establishing your needs before the communication even starts. Mm-hmm. So those are some really good, like, just tactical tips. Amazing. To go into a conversation with your spouse prior to, without complaining, right?
Yeah. No, those are absolutely genius. Awesome. What are some common mistakes you see people making when they're communicating to their spouses, other than the three C's that you just mentioned? Is there anything else that comes to mind?
I think it all stems from your own expectations. And so if we're going to go beyond what you're actually doing in your communication, I know from my experience, from my own work in myself, is we all like to think we're pretty clear about how we're coming across. And we all like to think that we're pretty clear about what we need as human beings, as individuals. Mm-hmm. But the truth is if you haven't spent a lot of time doing your own individual work, that's not usually true. Mm-hmm. So my own background is I'm a human and family development psych major. I constantly was introspective. Like I was constantly like, okay, how did I do that? Or what did that mean for me? Or, you know, I just felt like I'm so self-aware, but I was not. So even in those circumstances, my biggest blind spot with my husband and my communication was I justified my hurt for being hurtful. So when I was hurt, I have a razor sharp tongue and I could just hurt him, cut him to the core with what I would say back to him. And I felt totally justified because it was like, well, duh. I mean, you're not being honest with me, or you hurt my feelings. And so then I can just be justified in saying whatever I feel like back to you. Right. Mm-hmm. Which, I mean, saying that out loud sounds ridiculous, but that was the toxic pattern that we had in our marriage. Right. Going back to, so for people who aren't as outspoken like me, they have more of the passive tendency where they won't say anything. And then it's like, boom. And it's all stemming from focusing within the very nature of who you are as a person and being very clear and honest with yourself. So when I mean, and it's funny because it's like communication. Yeah. The three C's, those are like the actual, like how you're communicating. But if you really want to start diving into how you fix your communication, you need to dive into the hard, uncomfortable stuff about yourself.
Mm, yeah.
For instance, as far as just getting clear about yourself and before you start communicating is, we like to fix ourselves to get a problem fixed. Okay. So I'll give you an example. I heard that it's great to use I statements, right? So this is where you take the tactical and you start applying it. And then when you don't get what you want in return, you just stop doing it. It's like, it's not worth it. Right. So, I feel like you don't value me when you, right? So you don't do you statements, you do I statements, I feel statements, right? So I would be like, oh yeah, I do that all the time. And it doesn't even work, right? Like my husband's very non-confrontational. So if I ever come to him with any kind of confrontation or passion, he's like, peace, like I am out. And so I tried approaching it differently. I would say, can we talk, you know, and come to him softly. And well, that didn't give me the response I wanted. So forget that, right? Like I'm never doing that again. So what had to happen was I am going to properly, respectfully communicate to him regardless of the outcome. Mm. And what that meant was getting very honest with myself and where my motives were in my communication. I'm going to respectfully communicate to him because it's the right thing to do as an adult, as a human, and as a partner in a marriage, even if I don't get the response I want. Mm. And so when you talk about doing your own personal, this is why when I work with my clients, I work, you know, my niche is working one-on-one with women individually. Stats are just truth. Like most men don't want to talk through their feelings, don't want to talk through their problems. And they really do struggle asking for help. Again, generalization and stats. But that's why I focus on women, because my husband was very much so like, I'm not going to get self-help. I'm not going to do any of that. So I felt defeated and alone, right? Now, when I got really clear about who I was as a person, what I was trying to accomplish as this life in my own individual being, what's my purpose in my life? Where's my joy at? What do I do for like just life in general? Where's my ambition? Then I was able to just be that separate partner in a relationship versus just being so scoped in on my husband and our relationship. It becomes all consuming, right? And you lose all your power that way. You lose yourself in that. And then you're not going to effectively communicate no matter how you try, because you're just going to burn out. Right. So yes, I hope that answered your question.
Yeah. No, I think those were some really great examples. I think that'll be helpful for a lot of people. When people kind of, you mentioned you work with a lot of business owners. And so when people become successful in their businesses, what are some mistakes they tend to make with their relationships? That it can be really challenging to juggle, you know, success in business and also have a successful marriage or relationship. What are some things that you could see frequently?
So that's such a good question. And I love it because that's my those are my peeps. Because it's usually people who are really clear about their business, that those are the people who get successful in their business. And they do very well. And then they start to wonder, like, why can't everything in my life go this well? And my marriage is sucking right now. Like that, you know? So the reason why that is because, and it's kind of, it seems really simple. You're not applying the same effort and intentionality in your marriage as you are in your business. And that's literally like 90% of the cases is you're really good at your business because of how you intentionally and consistently show up for your business every day. Right.
Yeah.
But if you really do take an honest, hard look at where your marriage and your relationship is, it's usually not that. And it can be for a number of reasons. I mean, everybody has, you know, different stories, different backgrounds, different relationships, but at the heart of it, that's typically what it is. So sometimes, and a lot of times, it's because your comfort zone is your business. You feel like you have all the control there and that's your own thing, right? Like I had a client the other day say, Katie, it would just be easy for me if I just lived alone. I think it would just be easier for me if I was like a single mom and I lived all by myself. And I was like, yeah, I'll totally agree with you on that. Right. I'm like, for one thing though, is did we get married because it was going to make our life easier?
Right.
Which usually the answer is no. And then second is, why would it be easier though? So for people with that mindset is, why would it be easier? And typically it's because as a successful business owner, you are used to just taking the reins, right? And doing what you got to do. And so you don't really, I mean, really like your spouse is almost a complication in that sense, right? In that mindset. And in that mindset, like, yeah, like you just being on your own, taking it all on, doing it all, that's what you're doing anyways. So like, why do you even need that other person? Right. Well, because you love them because at one point, even though it may not feel like it in the moment, right. At one point, you guys were in relation together, you better or worse, that's what the vows say, right? And when you really want to get back to that fire and spark in your relationship, it takes consistent effort. No marriage is fantastic and awesome on autopilot. And I think a big thing that I really want to like stress is culturally speaking, America is we are obsessed with being happy, feeling happy all the time, right? So when our spouse is no longer that piece for us, when our spouse is a challenge in our mindset and not making us happy, then we have the tendency to be like, well, what's the point? And in that, I think like that's what a lot of business owners struggle with is you have all the control over here, you're rocking it. Like, I mean, you're respected by your colleagues and then you come home and you're like, oh gosh, like, I don't even know what to do with this mess. Right. Yeah. So I'm just gonna, and what you find a lot of people will do is they will autocorrect or overcorrect in the sense of it's just so much easier in my business. I'm just gonna. Forget which should be the opposite.
Right.
You need to dive into the most uncomfortable part of your life if you want all of the areas of your life to thrive. And that's one thing I really try to stress to business owners, especially successful business owners, is yeah, your business may be successful, but can you imagine how much more successful it could be if you actually had a true loving, honest, caring partnership with your spouse? Probably a lot better, right? I talk to a lot of women who have decided it's just easier to do it all.
Wow.
And so they're taking care of the kids. They're cooking the meals. They're, or I mean, some of them are like, well, rather than even elicit help from my husband, I'm going to hire a babysitter. I'm going to hire a cook. And yeah. Hey, all the more power to you. I'm all about outsourcing help, right? Yeah. Nothing against that at all. But truthfully in that, they're also doing this, they're taking it all on. It's not easier. It isn't easier. What's happening is you still resent your husband for not being an equal partner or of equal part to what you're doing, what you're building, right? Yeah. And so what seems like it's easier because it's less conflict ends up being a lot harder and ends up actually stunting the growth of their own individual and personal success. Whereas if we get them to lean into that source of discomfort, okay, why is it hard for you and your spouse to work together? Where do you really struggle in communication? Where do you really struggle in connection with your spouse? And when you guys can team up that way and you can feel good about your home and you can feel good and balanced about what you're achieving at home and in your business, that's when you really start to thrive in life.
Right.
And it can also absolutely positively impact your business as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. Awesome. Awesome stuff. What is one tip you wish you had known when you were starting out, maybe starting out with your relationship back in the day?
He's never going to be able to meet your needs.
Ooh. Deep.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, I know. And it's like, it's funny because I think like we went through premarital counseling and it was helpful at some point, I guess, but you just never know until you're actually in a marriage what you're getting into.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that in like a morbid way. So let me clarify. The ideals we have for going into a marriage, right, is that your partner is supposed to meet your needs. But that's just an impossible standard for anyone to ever live up to. Mm-hmm. So, and the other thing about that too is you are giving all of your power and control over your own life to that other person with that belief. And so when they start to disappoint you, which they will, because we all like suck at some point, like we're just people, right? We make mistakes. We don't know what is in our spouse's head. They don't know what is in ours. We're going to let the other down at some point. And the meaning behind it, he's never going to meet your needs, is more so wants. And I mean that in the sense of when you take full responsibility for your own feelings, for your own joy and passion out of life, and you stop placing that responsibility on your spouse, you will have a much better marriage and a much better life. And I know it sounds unromantic in that regard, but it's just, that's just true. He's an individual, you're an individual, and you're trying to do one life, an entire life span together. Things change. You're going to change. He's going to change. If you don't have that intentionality, working at compromising, giving, it's never going to last, and it's never going to be happy. So it's funny because you asked that, a lot of the work I do with my clients is on an individual basis. Mm-hmm. And I sat on the line with one of my clients as we literally made a schedule for herself. And so she could see all that she was doing in a day.
Wow.
And she's like, this is so funny. This has nothing to do with my marriage. Right. And I'm like, I know, because the truth of the matter is this is you getting very clear and independent on yourself and your needs. Mm-hmm. And so you can see all that you do, right, on a day to day. And then you, where are you responsible for yourself? Where are you taking care of yourself? And then how can, and when you're clear about those things, you can be so clear about how your spouse can come in and support you in that. Right. So yeah, I think, I mean, I don't know how much like telling newlyweds like that their spouse is never going to meet their needs means anything, but it is a good mindset like to have at the beginning and continuously remind yourself mm-hmm. throughout. It's just, it's an impossible standard that we place on our spouse.
Yeah.
And really we're responsible for our own feelings and emotions.
Yeah, no, that's really, really great. And yeah, I mean, speaking as somebody that has a 1-year-old kid, when you throw kids into the mix, then things are constantly changing. So.
things get,
you have to stay on top.
Things get real.
Yeah. Awesome.
The arguments go from where do you want to eat tonight to like I changed the diaper last.
Yeah.
Like you get up with her.
yes, exactly. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Katie. It was such a pleasure to have you here today. If people want to learn more about you or connect with you, how can they do that?
Yeah. So thanks for having me. I love being on a guest. So it's so fun.
Awesome.
I have a women's only group as of right now. And that's called Marriage Empowered. Mm. So you can find me on Facebook. And that's a private group for just women. I have all in the links, I'll send you my direct contact information. So you can, if you're interested in a free consultation, I'm actually offering a 1-hour free, consultation and coaching call. If all you have to do is just let me know that you saw me here on your show and let me know that. But, the other thing I was going to say too is, I'll offer all of your, listeners and your group members a free copy of, I wrote a short story ebook. If you want to know a little bit more about my husband and I's journey together, it's called We Fought on Our Honeymoon.
I love it.
and so if you want to know a little bit more about my background and it's good because I speak a lot about everything that a lot of the mindsets and traps that we get into as couples mm-hmm. and how we and how I came out of that and how, as a result, our marriage went from not only just being, you know, on dooms on the precipice of ending to, transforming it into something that we really never had even experienced together before. So there's a lot of encouragement behind that.
Awesome.
So yeah.
Great. Thanks. And how can I get your ebook?
Oh, that's a good question. So I can send you the link to post under this.
I'll put it in the show notes.
Just put it in the show notes. Okay. Yeah, I can do that. And then of course, if they want to find me on, my business page on Katie May Marriage Empowerment Coaching, you can also find me there.
Perfect. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you again for listening to the Modern Dog Trainer podcast. If you're listening to this podcast in December of 2020, I have good news. The Modern Dog Trainer Academy is now enrolling. This is a 12-week program with live coaching. This program will guide you through the best practices for a modern-day dog business that suits your ideal lifestyle, income goals, and impact level. This is ideal for professional dog trainers that are making $1,000 or more from your dog training business currently, but want to make six figures. If you're interested in joining us, go to moderndogbusiness.com/academy. We'd love to have you.